This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We are delighted you're here. You're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And we'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And we have a listen line if you'd like to listen to your instructors as you travel or on your phone at home. The listen line is 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. Nathan is engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, good morning, John. John, you've been busy preparing for today's class, and I've been to the website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. I've clicked on the news tab, and I'm all excited. So, anything new with you?
Well, let me start with something that occupied my time 24 years ago. I got up very early that morning and drove from Houston to Beaumont to watch Becky walk across the stage and get her bachelor's degree. And then that afternoon, she got her MRS. So,
great.
It's our 24th anniversary, and it's been a 24-year honeymoon.
Isn't that great? I remember receiving correspondence from the university where Mrs. Fennelli attended and got her degrees, and or one of her degrees. And they said, "So, what are you doing now?" You know, and I said, "Well, can I fill this out for you?" So I said, she's got her MRS, she's got her CHM, and that's what's new. A certified housewife and mother. CHM. Yeah, John, I remember, the early days at the universities, and, some of the guys would say, they'd mention that, a girl over there, she's pursuing her MRS degree. MRS means she was looking for a husband, right? You've heard that too, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I came back early this morning. I did a nonstop trip in the truck from Tennessee at the RK Prepper Show. That was so much fun. I was fortunate enough to be in front of a group talking about tax deductions, preparedness. Absolutely do not purchase anything on fear. And we talked about what's really happening. We talked about the moon landing hoax, and one of the things that I did not mention was that the reason I know it's a hoax is that I met with a representative from NASA in Richmond, Virginia in 1993 at the state fair, and I was looking at the NASA pictures that they were displaying of this moon landing hoax, and I said, "These are fake." And when I pointed out the flaws in them, like no stars and the reflection of the photographer on the helmet, reflective helmet of the alleged astronaut or the guy posing as an astronaut in the picture, that you could see the photographer at his tripod with no spacesuit. So we talked about, you know, those kinds of things. But when I mentioned that to this NASA representative, she said, "You're right. You're right. These photographs were taken on a stage in Houston." And another thing that I didn't mention and should have probably was that I was at Baker Creek Seeds many years ago telling the story to some guy that I met there. And there were just four people in the store at Baker Creek Seed down the road from our farm. And I mentioned the story, and this guy, you know, was really surprised at what I was saying. And he said, you know, "What makes you say that?" And I told him about this moon landing hoax. And, you know, he kind of put his head down, and he said, "Yeah, I was the photographer." And he confirmed that it was staged. He was the photographer, and it was done in Houston, Texas. Houston, we have a problem. So, the moon landing, from everything I can tell and my personal experiences, and I've connected a couple dots. One was looking at the official NASA photographs in Richmond, Virginia at the State Fair in 1993, talking to the NASA representative in uniform. She had a uniform on, and she admitted that, yeah, they were faked, and they were done on a stage, and then meeting the photographer who took the pictures. So that's the rest of the story, if you will. So, John, what do you have for us?
Well, this weekend we decided to celebrate a little bit. We don't go to the movie theater often for a couple of reasons. One, there's hardly anything worth watching, and two, it's just so darn expensive nowadays. But right. This was the opening weekend of Amerigeddon, and we'd heard a lot about that, and we did get the morning matinee price of less than $5 a ticket, and I was so looking forward to it, and the first 10 minutes weren't too bad, and even kind of enjoyed the part where Alex Jones played a psychopathic senator. They were having a hearing on EMP, and I thought, you know, maybe this would be a movie I can recommend to help people wake up and start taking some action. But then it devolved into just being about guns and fighting off UN invading army and having Texas succeed. So I really cannot recommend the movie to anybody. And on top of that, there were such glaring errors that you know, not only in how you would do things, but just in the whole way you would prepare for an EMP, what's most important in life afterwards. And that really was not brought up in the movie at all.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And in that line of thinking, that preparedness line of thinking, tonight, Silent Night will be presenting a seminar on meat processing, how to process meat, starting with a live animal. So meat processing, Silent Night's going to teach that at Jimmy's Egg in Springfield, Missouri. Now I'm posting information on the website during the commercial break coming up. And also, he'd like to talk about potatoes and are potatoes killing you. So two topics for tonight: meat processing, how to do it, what it's all about, what to think about, what to know about, how to do it, and from someone who does and has, and also about potatoes, are they killing you? That's Silent Night tonight, 4:45 to 8 p.m., Jimmy's Egg, Springfield, Missouri, Battlefield Road, and it's absolutely free. And if you'd like to have dinner, you're certainly welcome to do that. And then next week, I believe it's next week, let me just check. Yes, next week I will be at the meetup, Jimmy's Egg, with Dr. Norman Shealy and Dr. Sergey Sorin. I'll be introducing Dr. Sorin and Dr. Shealy And we'll be talking about health and medicine. Jimmy's Egg, next Monday night. With Dr. Sheila and Dr. Soren tonight, Silent Night, Meat Processing. Okay. You know, really, one of the really neat things that we do at these expos is we try to grab a bite to eat with our friends. And David Snyder listens to this broadcast regularly. So we had dinner with his wife, and Craig Douglas joined in, and Terry Carroll and his assistant. Terry Carroll is a physicist who has a really interesting greenhouse design. He's going to come on the air with us and talk about that in about 3 or 4 weeks when he gets back from his traveling and seminar presentations all over the country. And I met a really interesting gentleman by the name of Carlos Hernandez. He has a company called RadioParts.com, and he's going to teach us about two-way radios. And so I met some really interesting people. I met a submariner, and he's going to teach us about what happens on submarines, what they do, how they work. And that'll be a lot of fun as well. So a really, really fun trip. I really enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to the next one. I don't know if I'll be invited to it or not. I hope I can get to be at the next RK Prepper show, but that's June 25th in Springfield, Missouri, right in our neck of the woods. So that ought to be a lot of fun. So, John, where do you want to start?
Well, let me talk about the preparedness articles I posted today. One is on the seed scarification, which I found interesting. Now, a lot of seeds have some thick, hard shells on them, and if you take some of that shell off, you don't want to damage the inner part of the seed. It allows water to get in quicker, and you can sprout seeds quicker than you would otherwise. I've got a link for tornadoes, since it's going to be that season, and would like to remind you that, once the poop hits the props, you're not going to have weather radios to alert you. So whether it's dogs or you start doing some kind of domed housing that's tornado resistant, just to protect yourself during the night. And then revenge of the pathogens. The article titles 10 diseases that will increase after a collapse. So just some things to keep in mind.
Is that something that you'd like to go into deeper when we come back, the
sure.
Diseases?
Well, let's go ahead and cover what the 10 are.
Yeah. Captain John Reagan's with us. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Captain John Reagan's with us. John, I wanted to share one quick side note. You know, yesterday and also Friday night when I was traveling to Tennessee to the Arcade Prepper Show, they had... Tennessee has got no shortage of these cheese graters that prevent you from escaping to the median should there be a need to get out of the way of a crash. They want to make sure that you are involved in that crash because there's no place to go. They've taken them, you know, these 200-300 foot wide medians, and they've put these cheese graters on there so you can't use them. Well, on the way into as I was getting closer to my final destination in Tennessee, there was traffic backed up for 10 miles. Single lane, and all the highway department did was take a two-lane highway and funnel it into one lane. At 10 o'clock at night, Friday night, it was backed up 10 miles just from that. On the way back to the farm yesterday, the other side of the highway, they're working on it as well, and they funneled two lanes into one. And I'm talking a 70-mile-an-hour highway. Two lanes into one. Backed up, bumper to bumper, for 10 miles. So, the point is, if you think that you're going to be able to get out of Dodge when something bad happens, it's going to be terrible. I saw it. I've seen it over and over again, and I was stuck in it twice in the last 3 days. Absolutely stuck in it. And one car might have run out of fuel right there in the midst of this. And that made it even worse. And did anybody help? No, no, no. Could a rescue vehicle have gotten there? No. How would they do that? Because it was all sectioned off, so it was only one lane. There's nowhere to go. It was horrible. So I just want to share that with you. If you think that, you know, John talked about tornadoes. If you see one ahead in on the post that you have, John, you can see the tornado ahead in this post. And there's a wide open highway, a couple lanes. You could get out of the way. You can go across the median. You can turn around. Not in Missouri. And not where I was in Tennessee. You couldn't do it. There's no place to go. You're going to go head on into it because the car's behind you. You're going to push you right into it. It's horrible. Poor design. I think the people who have engineered and implemented this and approved it should be arrested for reckless endangerment of we, the villagers. Okay. Sorry for the diversion.
A diversion? I'm shocked.
Well, you know, John, I was angry. I mean, I was literally furious. This did not have to happen. And why did they do it? So they could work on the road. But they weren't working on it Friday night. They weren't working on it on Sunday. But they left it so that you couldn't use the highway. I guess, you know, Monday through Friday they have banker's hours or something when they work on the roads now. Man. And who approves these designs where they say, you know what, I know we're going to outgrow this, but let's just put in one lane. And they go, well, yeah, we did outgrow it. Maybe we'll put in another lane. I know we're going to outgrow the second lane, but let's just put in one more. Why don't they plan for the future? Why can't governments do that? They seem to be allergic to thinking. Maybe it's worse than an allergy to thinking. Maybe they're so defective they can't think. Maybe it's impossible. Well, actually, I think that's right. They can't think. That's why they have to hire consultants to do their jobs for them. Have you ever noticed that, John? Government agencies hire consultants to do the job that the government employees were supposed to do in the first place, but they're not capable of doing it.
Plus, it's much more lucrative to put in, you know, roads that aren't big enough, and they use materials that degrade within 10 or 20 years. That way they get to put them in all over again, make more money.
Yep. No, no disagreement here. Wow, half hour already gone. All right, we'll be right back. Captain John Reagan, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's was. John, just one other little note. I had a chance to listen to the radio for about 20 hours in the truck as I went to the RK Prepper Shows Expo in Tennessee. And I got to tell you, I had a chance to listen during the day, the afternoon, evening, overnight. And the radio that I heard, most of it, was there were a lot of infomercials disguised as talk radio. And it was upsetting to me. And then I heard this idiotic type radio broadcast with with ill-prepared, unknowledgeable hosts and co-hosts. You know, with prepared scripts, like one person would have, you know, a prepared set of items to talk about and not know much about those topics. And they just laugh and giggle and, you know, did you see? No, I didn't see. Well, how is it possible that you go on the radio with a co-host sitting in the same studio and you talk about things that both or one or the other knows nothing about? How do you have a conversation about something when your co-host knows nothing about it? How do you do that? It's ridiculous. And my perception of what I saw, and I was just a 20-hour, over 3 days, radio listening binge in the truck. How is it that hosts are becoming readers of show notes that are prepared by other people, and they have no idea what they're talking about? How do we get to this point? And yet, they're on the air. I don't get it. I don't hear very much radio that talks about actually how to do something. Literally how to approach a problem. What kind of tools you need. What kind of skills you need. Why the problem exists in the first place. How to solve the problem. I don't hear much of that. There's an absence of that. There's a vacuum. Just my opinion, John, from what I observed by listening to radio in the truck. Even the commercials that I heard on over-the-air radio, some of the commercials are idiotic. Do they think that everybody's a fool? Everybody's an idiot? Everybody needs to be talked down to? Below the lowest common denominator? Wow. It's insulting. Goofy radio.
You know, if you want to have fun, you're traveling with somebody and one of those pharmaceutical commercials comes on, you know, the ones for the disclaimers about 10 times longer than the ad. In the middle of that disclaimer and your, best radio announcer, fast voice, say, minor death may occur.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And Norm Shealy talks about that. And, you know, side effects. And he says they're not side effects, they're complications. And if you go for a colonoscopy and you read that form that you signed just before that long, large hose gets inserted, just before you are knocked out, you'll see that complications may include death. No kidding. Okay, John, where do we go?
Well, we were going to talk about the 10 diseases.
Yeah.
And you might want to keep that link and talk to Dr. Shealy about it, see if he has any recommendations for how you can treat some of these once modern pharmaceuticals aren't available, because several of these are deadly without treatment. Number one on the list is typhus, and this is a disease spread by the body louse. And because we've got such great sanitation in our modern times, we hardly ever hear about this. But as this last line in the paragraph says, history teaches us that typhus loves downturns and has been shown to surge during and after every major crisis, be it war, a stock market crash, or a natural disaster. And we may be seeing all three of those coming up. So because we've got, great laundry facilities and most of us, take a shower, bathe regularly, it's not a big deal. Similar name, sounding name, but totally different is typhoid. It's caused by a bacteria that's spread by contaminated food and water. And when you get overcrowded, unsanitary conditions, that's when that takes effect.
Yes. You know, there's a little town in Virginia that I used to do some consulting in, and they have a rail line that runs right along Main Street in this little town. And what was happening is trash was hauled from New York City, because, you know, how do you get the trash out of the city? Well, they were hauling it to other states on the rail lines. And this town had no problems with rats until they started hauling this trash from New York City. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this is a huge problem. And we don't realize that rats are the size of cats in New York City. So what happened is this train engine would pull these cars loaded with trash. They would stop for, I don't know, refueling or something in this little town. And the rats would jump off. So they hitched a ride on the rail, jumped off, and then, so the New York City rats are spreading outward with the trash that's being hauled. So when a little hamlet decides, you know what, we can use the money, we'll take that revenue that New York is paying to get rid of their trash, well, they're also going to get other benefits, like rats, along with the trash. So just another thought, John, rats are going to be a huge problem. Mice are going to be a huge problem when the grid goes down.
And we're getting to come up on several conditions related to that. Number three on the list is pellagra. This is caused by lack of vitamin B3. And what may be surprising is that this was endemic up to just a few decades ago, so into the 20th century. It causes a slow and painful death, so you either need to stock up on B3 or make sure that you've got you're growing food that has, you know, plentiful B3 in it. Now, talking about rats and mice, hantavirus, that's caused by the ingestion of dried mouse droppings, and of course with the lack of sanitation, you get more rats and mice, and they like to leave stuff behind. Bubonic plague, basically spread by the bite of a rat flea, so it's not really the rat, but the fleas that the rat carries with us. Leptospirosis, it's not just the droppings, it's the pee as well. Then we got insects, Chagas disease, the kissing disease. I think we've uncovered that before. Food poisoning, since there'd be, you know, less, a combination of less sanitation plus no refrigeration. Heart attacks and strokes, especially given people coming quickly off things like blood pressure medicine, plus the increased physical activity that most of us aren't conditioned for, and also with the environmental changes, you know, you don't have the central heat and air, so you'd be working out with, sometimes 100-degree plus heat or, 20-degree or below temperatures, and that puts a stress on the body. And then it talks about emerging diseases, including different kinds of flus. I would think I'd also include mosquito and tick-borne pathogens, because you're going to spend more time outside, which is going to expose you to ticks and mosquitoes more. And I think I'd also include STDs in there, because people are going to be lonely and wanting some companionship, and some of those things that you can share can be deadly. Vincent?
Yeah, you were mentioning companionship. I was thinking about the transgender identity problem, that this distraction that Barry and the bandits have unleashed on us. And I mentioned yesterday in Tennessee that if our son was with his girlfriend and she wanted to use the ladies' room, he would wait outside the ladies' room to make sure that she was, you know, okay and safe and all that stuff. Same thing happens when our son is with Mrs. Finelli. He's very polite. But he also took third place when he competed in the National Karate Championships in Disney many, many, many years ago. So he's, you know, well-equipped to handle himself. And I know that if he's waiting outside the ladies' room and some guy walks in there because Barry says it's okay, I know our son is going to go in that ladies' room. I know that. And I also know that that guy who walked in will have a broken nose. I know that. And I don't think our son is alone. I think the same thing would happen if our son's grandmother went in, or, you know, someone else that our son cares about. And I have a feeling a whole bunch of guys will do the same thing. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us. And I was thinking, John, the products that we want to make available to our class, we should probably get some of those selfie sticks so that we can all have have them. Can you imagine? We'd be stuck with every single one. Nobody who listens to this broadcast would have a selfie stick. But totally ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Okay, well, what's next?
Well, since we're almost out of hour one, let's go ahead and start with hour one. Well,
yeah.
Actually, let's go to last week that we didn't get to.
Okay.
And the shorter one for that we can probably fit in is Anonymous, You're a Criminal. And
yeah.
There's been a rule change, and the Supreme Court bought off on this that would allow the FBI, along with a federal judge, to issue a search and seizure warrant for any target, and my understanding is anywhere in the world, for people using anonymity software, which includes things like Tor browsers. So if you do anything to try and anonymize yourself, you are now a suspected criminal.
Well, I agree. I agree with that. In this regard, when a bank calls me and I ask who I'm speaking with, and they won't give me their name, they're trying to be anonymous. So let's make sure that no one, if we're going to pursue this, you know, and I don't like the idea, of course, but if we're going to pursue this, let's make sure that every single police officer has his name and his home address available on the internet, and his name, full name, on his uniform. Okay? And in the same regard, there will be no police cars that are not identified on all sides, including the top, as a police car with reflective signage. Okay? All police cars will be identified. All government vehicles will be identified. When Barry is in one of those caravans, it will be identified which one he's in. You know, Barry's in this armored car right here. Senators, Congress criminals, everybody who works for the government will be identified going forward. How about that? I mean, if they want to play this way, let's play this way. And if they want to have grenades and flashbang grenades and stun grenades and all the accoutrements that they have, we get them too. They want bazookas, good. We get bazookas too. If they want drones with cameras, we get them. If they want drones with missiles, we get them. Whatever is good for them, we get it too. No hiding. No more hiding. And if we want to spy, you know, on what the police are doing in the privacy of their own, well, what used to be the privacy of their own homes, right? We can turn on their cameras. We can turn on their phones. We can watch what they're doing. We can record it. Okay, let's do it. See, that's the problem, John. They don't want us to have any privacy whatsoever. They do not want us to be anonymous. They don't even want us to use cash. They found this ugly, the ugliest looking slave they could find and put that slave on a 20. Right?
What's interesting about that, though, is they did as much research as they did when they faked Obama's birth certificate and put African American for the race. The slave was a Republican and a gun owner. Mm-hmm. Believe in the Constitution.
Oops. What Constitution? That has been shredded. And George W. Bush said it. And it made me very angry when he said it. When I heard him say the Constitution is just a GD piece of paper. But you know what? He was right. Okay. Wow. First hour gone. Captain John Reagan's going to be with us second hour today, and he's going to be with us tomorrow because he keeps interrupting me. So it's going to take 2 days to do what we could probably have done in one day. So John Reagan will be back right at the top of the hour, commercial announcements and news, and he'll be back tomorrow for 2 hours. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.